Okay, wait, what? Oh, wait, we're on the air, really? Sweet. Right here in your own backyard.
The subject that has plagued my dreams for many nights. I have been playing the Metroid series. I played first Metroid a little bit.
Hello, Teenage Baltimore. I'm Matilda Caboose.
And I'm Catan.
And welcome once again to the Flying Caboose Show, where we're going to talk to all of y'all about what's going on right now in the Starman.net forums and the general Earthbound scene.
Once again, eh?
Yeah. Well, this is number two.
Isn't this pretty much the premiere episode?
Well, whatever, Catan. That was the pilot. This is the first episode of the series, okay?
Well, right. I suppose. Well, we've got some neat stuff coming at you guys tonight, or this morning, or whenever you're really listening.
Whenever you're listening to it.
Yeah, pretty much, since it's a podcast, you can download, listen to whenever you want. Anyway, just hitting some updates from around the site, forum and site news, our fan song of the week, some fan fiction readings, and even some fan art stuff going around.
Yep, so right off the bat is the Starman.net forum news for this week. Catan?
Forum news indeed. Well, looking in general discussion, because everyone loves general discussion, apparently our good friend Earthbound player Super has a crazy and maniacal laugh.
I didn't listen to that yet, but I bet it is crazy.
It was crazy in a sense. I think some guy really hit the nail on the head when they said it's sort of, he's got sort of a The Mask Jim Carrey laugh to it, which isn't so maniacal.
Now I totally know what you're talking about. That's not too bad, but that is pretty crazy.
Yeah, but it sounded a little forced, like, you know, that probably wasn't his real laugh, but it was
probably fun
to listen to.
Yeah, I should listen to it sometimes. Well, besides that, on general discussion, we got the Mafia game, which I still do not understand, going strong, and like I said, I don't understand it, so I don't know if it's going good or if it's going bad, but it is still there.
I dropped out.
Yeah, I dropped out too. I didn't understand it. So that's okay.
I understand it fine. It's just sort of a large commitment. Anyway.
It is.
Also, in your general discussion news, we have video game binging, a thread about wasting your young days on video games. Which, I suppose we all can relate on.
Yes. But if you're listening to this podcast, you can probably relate to binging on video games. Okay?
It's true. But, for the love of everything, don't try to sound cool by saying that you wasted so much time on Super Smash Bros., because that doesn't even count. Everyone's done that.
Everybody has done that. Come on. Do you remember when you were in, like, sixth grade and you had your friends over for a slumber party and you had, like, I don't know, four controllers and you played Super Smash Bros. All night long? Everybody does that. It's not, that doesn't make you special, okay?
No. It's very true.
It is true. Well, that was fun, but I'd say there's some more interesting stuff going on in other parts of the forums, like the PK Hack forum, where Reed's Adventure, which is the hack that was started by Josh, has had a lot of work done on it recently, mostly sprite work. And it looks really cool so far, and I personally would really like to play it to see how it all turns out, because it looks like it could potentially be really sweet.
You know what? I'll play it because I'm in it.
Why am I not in it? I think I'm an enemy at Matilda's Caboose.
Wait, isn't it like your battle sprite or something?
I think so, because... Wait, I don't know, because he's going to have Jonk's Trunk in it, too. Get it?
Are you serious?
Jonk's Trunk and Matilda's Caboose. We haven't heard that one.
Butt jokes, I get it.
Butt jokes, get it?
Anyway. Also in PK Hack news, which isn't really news, but it's something to, you know, keep your eyes open for.
Yeah.
You will also be seeing somewhere in the future a new hack appear in the future, in the forums, starring somebody you probably know on his epic journey quest to find out about stuff he shouldn't know about. Coming to you, Winter 2008.
Woohoo! I'm excited. Help him in that
I'm
one.
I'm excited too. Who's making that?
I forget.
Yeah.
Whatever. We'll figure it out later. Okay, so anyways, in the fan forum, everyone's favorite forum, the amazingly popular podcast competition that Reedman posted, beginning of this month has finally come to a close after, 20
weeks.
Days. Yeah.
Something like that.
Something like that. Who won that?
I don't know. Who did win that?
I don't know. I'm too lazy to look it up. So, I don't know. Whatever.
Eh,
no one cares
forums.
Anymore.
Who reads the forum?
Come on. Well, other than that, on fan forum, Artemis251, who happens to be one of my favorite artists, has decided to get our hopes up and post not a comic page, but a cool little project showing us what the eight melodies might sound like in the Gaea's Lament universe. So, I'm still waiting for that page, Artie, any day now.
I don't know. I pretty much take whatever you get on it, I suppose, and I like music, so hey.
Mm-hmm.
Also, speaking of music, if you check in the fan forum, which you totally should, there's a new music critique topic in the fan forum now, where you can give feedback to aspiring musicians,
such as
Catan, yeah, that guy.
That part was made for Catan. Okay.
He does those wacky acapellas.
All those acapellas. Catan. Don't understand the appeal. Moving away from that, in the photo gallery, we have a fresh batch of pictures from E.B. Sesser's recent journey down to Tucson, Arizona. Not Tucson, Eagleland. Tucson, Arizona. Where he ate food and hung out with our very good friends, Reedman, Mila, and Plo, at the Bread Factory. Which, by the way, is the best name for a restaurant ever. And it's proving to us that the Star Mandana universe... Wait, no, it's proving to the Star Mandana universe that E.B. Sesser is definitely one lucky and bragging son of a gun.
It's totally, totally true.
I mean, that's awesome,
It is.
But, come on.
Yeah. And, finally, in Starman.net discussion today, this week, we have people finally finding that secret prize.
I thought that was a joke, or else I would have posted about
everyone
it.
Thought it was a joke. Well, I suppose this is a lesson to everyone to not take prizes with a grain of salt or something.
That's right. If you see prize, just post all over the forums. Post away. I should have done that. Oh well. It's over.
Yeah, it is.
Oh dear. Well, was that all you wanted to say about Starman Donut discussion, Catan?
Yeah, that's all that's really going on there this week.
Okay, makes sense.
So, also, unrelated to the forums, but still in the Earthbound universe, there has been a recent batch of pictures released recently that reveals Solid Snake.
Right on.
Yeah, Solid Snake, that's some big news. But wait, what is this? Look at those pictures of Solid Snake, and behind his leg, you can clearly see something that looks a little bit like... Who's that?
Mr. Rossetti?
Who do you think that is? Mr. Rossetti? Yeah.
No, it's Mr. Saturn.
It's Mr. Saturn!
It's Mr. Saturn, dude.
Mr. Saturn is in Brawl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. I know, I'd rather see Lucas in Brawl, but whatever. I'll take what I can get.
I don't know, I mean... I was a big Mr. Saturn user in Melee. What can I say?
Yeah, well, Mr. Saturn is pretty sweet, so... And that's kind of like a ray of hope. If they put Mr. Saturn in there, maybe... maybe Ness is going to be there. Maybe Lucas is going to be there. Maybe Flint's going to be there.
Yeah.
Who knows?
That's true.
So...
Then you've got the home run bat, so it's sort of like a double takeover of fun.
That is kind of... Well, but except for the home run bat isn't actually bad in Earthbound, is it?
Well... Kinda.
Is it in Earthbound Zero? Actually called the Home Run Bat?
I don't even know.
I don't know either. I never finished that game.
I don't know. I've always seen the Home Run Bat as an Earthbound item, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, whatever. I guess we'll see come... I don't even remember when it's coming out. Quarter four.
That's true.
Well, something a little more interesting than that, because we actually have more information on it, is the Artist Spotlight. So the 15th of...
That is very true.
Yeah, that's right. Katana wasn't finished. The 15th of this month, the Artist Spotlight was given to none other than Frank Fly. And Frank Fly, who was the host for the pilot with me, hence the Flying Caboose Show, is currently out of commission. His computer killed the internet, so he's going to be out for a little while. So I had to take what I could get, and no, Katana was just kind of there, so there you go.
That's what they always
so
say.
So that's how this happened, this little situation, that's how it was spawned. But...
it sounds so bad.
No, I'm just kidding, Katan. Frank Fly's stuff I actually really like because he uses filters really well. He obviously knows how to. And especially recently, he's just proven that he's really good with... I assume he's using a tablet. If it's a mouse, it's really impressive.
That's true.
Yeah.
Like checking out his Saturn Trigger thing in this week's fan art update.
I would love
definitely
to
awesome.
See all of them in that style. I would just print it out and post it on my wall. No joke. That
it's
is
very
so sweet.
Awesome.
It is awesome. And then, kind of related, is the most recent fan art of the week is, what's it called? Carbon Compress?
Is Carbon Compact the fan art of the week this week by Hiyami, which features... you have some Diamond Dog and Carbon Dog action.
Sweet.
In one little cool picture.
You gotta love that.
What do you think of this? I like it.
I think it's great. I have a lot of respect for people who can use markers well, because I suck at using markers. And it just looks really good. I mean, it's just very nice.
Totally digging the use of black.
Yeah, on Carbon Dog. That's pretty sweet.
Yes.
Very, very well done. And while it is a wonderful piece of art that would be a wonderful addition to anybody's art collection, I have a problem, Katan.
What is that?
I have a problem with the artist's name, because I don't know what I'm trying to say. Hima Mountains? I've never heard that before. Tales of Symphonia?
This brings us...
Oh, yeah!
This brings us to our I don't know how to pronounce this guy's forum name thing of the week.
Yep. Pretty much, Katan. And it
does that have a name?
It's forum names we can't pronounce, but you got it close enough. Here, you know, I can give you some credit. You're just a 10th phrase. So, I just don't know. Like, it could be like 5 different things that would sound vaguely accurate. Hi, my hey,
really,
me,
people.
Hey, May.
You and your freaky names.
People, why can't you just put like Mary or something? It's not very creative.
My name is Bob.
I'm Jeffrey. I'm actually not Jeffrey.
What happened to good American names like?
Like Jack.
Bill and George.
And Phil.
Yeah,
and
Jack.
Tom.
And Benjamin.
Well, I don't know about that one. Benjamin. I'm not sure, Katan. Give me a while to think about that. In the meantime, we're going to be doing something a little new on the Flying Caboose Show, or the Flying Katan Show, as evidenced by my co-host. And it's going to be a little kind of sneak peek at some of the fanfics that are going on in the writing forum that definitely do not get the recognition they deserve, because some of them are just absolutely mind-blowing. And I'm going to show you what I mean right about now, because I'm going to read you a very short passage from the fanfic Magic for Beginners by the very talented Wasuri Mono. And you definitely need to check it out. Very, very, very well done. Very professional. Just very interesting. And it's not too long, so it's not going to take too much of your time. And so this is just going to be the first little passage. So... Gray Eyes, Shield, and Shell is the name of this passage. It's crazy, he knows. But Ness could swear that Paula's eyes are changing color day by day. They're still gray, but they used to be closer to silver. the color of sunrises in old movies. Nether granite some days, storm clouds on others, and when Ness looks into them, it gets harder and harder to see his reflection. He tries to tell himself it's delusion, just a trick of the changing light as they go through their days together. It's easy to be deceived by eyes, after all. They move when they're not supposed to, change colors whenever a cloud shifts, and always seem devoted to focusing on things that just aren't there. How can he put so much faith in them? Still, every time, he convinces himself that nothing has changed. Some detail flickers by at the edges of his vision and makes the suspicions squirm in their cages. Paula holds herself differently these days, with her shoulders squared and her smile growing ever thinner. So, magic for beginners. Catan?
Whoa, why'd you stop?
Because that was the end of the passage.
But it was so awesome.
Well, thanks. I know, it was awesome, but, you know...
I guess I have to go read it now, jeez.
Tom, this is not a book on tape, okay? You have to go and actually read the fanfic, alright? I'm not here to read everything.
Alright, guys. Alright, guys, if you're with me and you have not read this excellent fanfic yet, you should totally do it. I'm going to, and yeah, more love to the fanfic writers.
You deserve it. But, moving away from fanfics for a second, Catan has something special for us. It is the Fan Song of the Week, which is a new segment also. So, Catan, what is it this week?
Fan Song of the Week indeed. If you've been paying close attention to the fan forum, you'll see that there was this one guy who went by the name of... what was it? I believe it's Hogshead. Yes, the Some Earthbound Fan Music for Your Listening Pleasure. He said that he had an idea for an Earthbound rap album, but sort of opted out from doing it since he saw that somebody already did one. Well, judging, well, you be the judge, but to me, from what you're about to hear, he definitely should not have given up on it, because it's just excellent. It's a good use of, you know, original Earthbound tracks with beats and all that stuff. That sounded really dumb, but I don't care.
It's okay.
But anyway, this guy, he is TNS, and this is The Name's Tess.
The things of mythology, not fake things. I never talk to Dad unless the phone rings. My mom brings steaks up to the bedroom. Sometimes when I call, she gets the dark room. Boom, that's what I heard that night when I woke up to Pokey at the door in fright. Shed some light on a situation. Meteorite landed, cops waiting patient. Roadblocks, I need to pass those. Walk outside and get attacked by crows. That's what my day's like. I need a map though. Pass through the arcade to meet a gang boss. So the cops are with me on that city. Let me pass this place so I can do something well. Attacked by gel or mushroom, stuck in a hospital room so I don't meet my doom. The name's Tess, I guess you may not know me. Earthbound 2, just for my homies. I'm never lonely with a gang of my friends right beside me. In this until it ends by me. The name's Tess, I guess you don't know me. Earthbound 2, just for my homies. I'm never lonely with a gang of my friends right beside me. And this until it ends by me. I stop at a house of a girl named Paula. Polestar school taught by her mama. Then I cross the street into Bergen Park. Gotta meet Everdread, crime boss, Lone Shark. Little did I know he would help me out. Head east to find Blue Town. No doubt when I get back I should give him a shout. A wad of bills in my hand, a little sauerkraut. Not on this path to enjoy the scenes, but I'll never be caught dead eating greens, except secret herbs in zombie suburbs. Or even worse, I could catch a Pharaoh's curse, grab Hawkeye before my friends die. I don't lie, Mom, so please stay calm. I cop super bombs by the bakery, kill Belch quick so he can't kill me. Name's Tess, I guess you may not know me. Earthbound 2, just for my homies. I'm never lonely with a gang of my friends right beside me. In this until it ends by me. The name's Tess, I guess you don't know me. Earthbound 2, just for my homies. I'm never lonely with a gang of my friends right beside me. And this Attila ends by me. Press on down through the dungeons. Sometimes I miss mom, so I can barely function. Rocking on enemies at every path junction. Time for PSI caramel consumption. I can raise stats. I might fight bears and I might fight bats. I might have to beat an old lady that's fat. Use baseball bats in Mortal Kombat. Trapped in a tunnel with a giant sewer rat. After that, I'll need some rest. Follow hot zombie lady to the nest. Get conked out. Now I'm depressed. I'm waking up in a cave deep in the darkness. Just another day in the life of a test. But I know we'll find a way right out of this mess. Me, Pooh, Paula, Jeff. Ah yes, all of us together do this like the best.
Indeed, indeed, indeed,
wow.
Indeed. I love
that. I had no idea that existed.
Well, you should pay more attention to the fan form, Mr. Moderator.
Oh yeah, I'm a moderator in there. Huh? I probably should pay attention to it. We're just gonna pretend that I do. But that actually was really cool. I don't pay as much attention to fan songs as I probably should. Just because they don't really come along as much as, say, fan art. But they're still definitely right. Worth taking a look at. But, Catan... I hear that you like video games. I forget where you heard that. Somewhere. But, somebody told me that. And I was not really sure, so... You like video games, right?
I enjoy video
games,
yes.
Well, what video game are you playing right now?
Well, right now I'm not playing anything.
Well, yeah,
this podcast.
I know.
But, today I did manage to... finally beat Half-Life
Woo-hoo.
2.
Nice job.
I've been spending a lot of time with it lately, and I finally knocked it out today. And let me just say, if you're a first-person shooter fan and you have not played this game, definitely do, because it is awesome. It has a great story behind it, which is, you know, kind of hard to find in first-person shooters nowadays. And, I mean, I haven't even played the first Half-Life, and I loved Half-Life 2, so... If you needed any convincing to play this game for some weird reason,
there it is.
Do it.
That's pretty cool. I personally am not a huge fan of first-person shooters, but I do like role-playing games. Go figure. But I've been playing Final Fantasy VI Advance for the Game Boy Advance, and I'm at that part where you're supposed to save this little girl from a burning building, and it's really, really ticking me off because I keep dying.
Survival of the fittest, man. Survival of the fittest.
Come on. No, I think we just... Wait, what?
If the little girl can't get out of the burning building herself, I guess she really shouldn't live.
Honestly, I mean... It,
No, just kidding. If any of you have lost loved ones...
We're sorry. Actually, we're just insensitive is what it is. But, I don't know. It's not... I don't know. It's okay, though, because I'll get it eventually. But I do think that it's a lesson to people to not run into burning buildings. I mean, come on, it's kind of common
it's
sense.
True.
Well, I think we decided that it wasn't on
fire.
It became on... Or no, it caught on fire when she was inside it. So it's not really her fault.
Okay, so
she wasn't just like, oh, look,
it's
on fire. Let's go and see what's in there. No.
So I forgot my teddy bear. Be right back.
That'd be pretty funny, actually. Once again, sorry if I'm sounding insensitive. So let's just leave this little awkward conversation and move on to our overlooked game of the week. And this week it is not something that was chosen by me. It was chosen by my co-host, Catan, who's going to tell you all about it. Catan?
It is very true. Many people don't know about this game, even though, you know, how great it is, it's a shame. But it was released for the Dreamcast back in whatever year it was released, and then it had a remake for the GameCube, which I have played. I have not played the Dreamcast version. And of course, talking about the swashbuckling adventure called Skies of Arcadia, where you play an air pirate named Vice, who does things as
an
air pirate.
That sounds cool, Catan. Actually, it does sound cool. I remember seeing an article on Nintendo Power about that, but I didn't have a GameCube then, so I should check it out.
I mean, really, if you're a fan of RPGs and you like pirates, and if you like cool stories and stuff, Skies of Arcadia, definitely a cool game. You get to blow stuff up.
That's always a plus. Well, let's see here. Well, you know, Catan, I hate to say it, but I think our time is starting to grow thin.
Is it?
But before we say goodbye to, what did I say? Teenage Baltimore? Yeah, before
Teenage
we say goodbye
Baltimore,
to Teenage Baltimore, we have one more little quote-unquote treat for you. It's going to be the Earthbound Bible Verse of the Week.
Of course, since today is Sunday, let's get our religion on. Indeed, pulling out my Bible here. My Earthbound Bible, that is. Wrong Bible. Yes. My favorite chapter, Forsythians. And the skies opened up, and the Lord said, "Do not stand behind me, and do not stare at my hips."
Amen. Earthbound, making religion cool again. That was very nice, Catan. Well, and it was. It really does.
Running.
It gets me very pumped. In fact, I think I'm gonna go do some thing now. You know, I'm gonna go play Earthbound. I'm gonna play it safe and just say that. So, we hope you liked it, Catan. It's been great having you on the show, though. You're a very good co-host, and I was just kidding when I said you were a temp. Well, I wasn't kidding, but that wasn't supposed to be derogatory. So hopefully we'll see you on the show again. We probably will. If not, next week Frank Fly will be back if his computer decides to stop being broken. And if not, you might see some other familiar faces. So that's all I'm going to say about that. And this is Matilda Caboose saying goodnight. Go ahead, Catan.
Good night, this is Catan, yeah, blah, 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 Catan, my name.
That's very good, Catan. Alright, we'll see you guys later.
Peace and chicken grease.